Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Chevron. We are live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Joining me now, the one and only D-Mac, Darren McKee, rocking it with this Kill You With Truth podcast. I absolutely love this. D-Mac, my man, how are you on this cold Friday morning?
I'm doing great. I'm headed to the Broncos facility as we speak. I should be pulling in there in mere moments, but I'm safely driving, Brady. I know you're concerned about my driving habits.
Always, yes, yes.
But I'll be pulling in to hear from Coach Sean Payton, and I've been out there all this week, and you know, it's the Chiefs, Brady. It's the Chiefs.
It's the Chiefs, yeah. We'll see what happens, man. I don't know. I want to get into that game in a minute. But okay. D-Mac, my friend, what did you think of Sean Payton's humps thing? What did you think of him saying, it's not my hump to get over? I think there's ways to say it without saying it the way he said it. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, I suppose you can always nitpick that sort of stuff. Heck, that's what we do for a living, so why not? That being said, I see it two different ways. One, I understand how that might bother fans, because if you become a coach or part of things, then don't you inherit whatever those things are? When Deion Sanders came to see you, he certainly understood what the Nebraska rivalry was, and he quickly got up to speed about CSU, right? I mean, and we saw what happened there. It turned out to be an amazing game. Didn't go so great for the Rams, but they almost had it. And, you know, you sort of embraced what the past was. Well, part of the past for the Broncos, Brady, is losing, well, now 16 in a row, but 15 in a row before Sean Payton. So to say that you're not part of the past that you've inherited, you also were critical of Nathaniel Hackett as the worst coach ever. So I guess you're not part of that either. And so to say that you've only lost the Chiefs one time is a little myopic, I would say, to the fans. However, there's always a however. If you want to get your team in the right direction, the last thing you want to do is go to your team and say, hey, guys, get ready to play that team we've never beaten in forever, because that associates your team with the past. And I can see where you don't want that, especially when your past has been nothing but failures. So I see it kind of two ways. From a fan's perspective, I understand what that frustration might be. Like, come on, dude, like, we're all part of this. And on a coaching standpoint, to say, listen, we're a new group. This isn't associated with us. This isn't part of our legacy. We've only lost one in a row. And he had that same sort of confrontation with my pal Troy Rank from Denver 7 when Troy was pointing him out, well, you guys had lost 10 in a row with a halftime lead. And Sean Payton was like, well, I'm not having that. I've only been around for three of those. So, again, Brady, it's about setting a different mindset as to we're unique in and of ourselves and we're not beholden to the past. So I suppose you can look at it a couple of different ways.
I guess it might even be easier to take, D-Mac, too, if this team was good right now, if they were the opposite. You know, they had a winning record, and then you can go, okay, I'm buying into this whole, let's scrub the past, let's scrub the Chiefs streak, let's scrub all the, you know, the halftime lead losses, let's move on. But this looks like a copy and paste from last year. So when you hear that, it was odd. It just sounded strange. It sounded like he was snippy. I felt bad for Troy Rank. I mean, my gosh.
My God, Brady, I told you. No, nobody ever feels sorry for the muggles in the media. Nobody. Nobody should ever feel bad for us. No. You don't feel bad for Troy.
No,
Troy,
I do.
Troy's thing was, hey, man, I covered Clint Hurdle for years. That was nothing. So, you know, that you know, don't feel bad for Troy. Troy, hey, let me tell you this. I was right there, and he cut me off, too. I just didn't keep fighting it. I was just like, okay, because I asked the next question. And my question was, well, you're obviously frustrated, even after a win, and then I was going to say something else, and he just started talking, and I just shut the hell up, you know. So if you're going to feel bad for anybody, feel bad for me, Brady.
I do.
Troy Rank on your airwaves.
I feel bad. I do. Because, well, I know you ask the tough questions. I know you've made that a career. You ask those hard-hitting questions of those guys. But sometimes, like with Sean Payton, you just let him go. He's talking about, you know, driving around a sushi restaurant. Why can't I be happy? Like, I'm just picturing this dude driving around listening to, like, Celine Dion or something, and he's not, you know, why can't I be happy? We won. That's the question, D-Mac. Was he happy that they won?
I thought that was actually kind of a fun, cool story.
It was fun,
And it goes to show what drives these guys that have to succeed and live. They make a lot of money, but they also carry with them the most pressure in these jobs. So, and it's not been a great year. I'll tell you this, Brady, things can turn around dramatically if you can figure out how to beat the Chiefs. And, of course, nobody is picking the Broncos in this. You'd be crazy to pick the Broncos. I think the Chiefs are a road 8-point favorite, which is bananas. But I'll tell you this. And I'm not going to predict the Broncos to beat the Chiefs, but I will tell you this. They have had close games in this losing streak to the Chiefs. Not all these games have been complete blowouts. The weather conditions are going to be such that there's going to be a high emphasis on running the ball. I was talking with Quinn Meinerz in the Broncos locker room. He's looking forward to that. He's the belly. The big fellas like moving forward. It could simplify things. You can make the argument when you look how successful the Broncos have been running the ball, Brady, that they haven't run the ball enough. Well, I think that's going to be taken out of their hands if it's a frigid cold day. I think both teams will have to lean into it. And talking to Patrick Surtain yesterday, he agreed that one way to handle Kelce is just to be more physical with him at the line and make things tricky. So if they can minimize Kelce, and I have no idea if Taylor Swift is going to be here or not, she is bad news for teams.
Oh,
he
man.
Is way better when she's in attendance. So I have no idea what that's going to be. I'm sure everybody's going to be looking for it. But if you can somehow control Kelce, run the ball well, control things, and keep it a close game, Brady, you got a shot. You do have a shot. I don't think it's going to be the blowout everybody's predicting.
If you do pull off something crazy here and beat the Chiefs, that's got to change everything then, D-Mac. Doesn't that change the mindset? If you beat the Chiefs, who I think, depending on who you ask, most people would say they're a favorite to at least go to the Super Bowl. If you find a way to break that streak, beat the Chiefs, I think you feel like you can go on a run, and then you could possibly be a playoff team, don't you think?
Playoffs might be a little tricky, but what Sean Payton has brought up was the Lions from last year who started 1-6, and they just missed the playoffs going 9-8, and they've turned things around to be one of the better teams in the NFL this year. I think that's what they're aiming for right now. You're right, though, Brady. If they can win this game, it does change everything because the trade deadline is Tuesday. So if you can win this game, you might not trade anybody. You're probably going to, you know, roll with the changes and just sort of keep it going. So you might not trade anybody. If you lose a close game to the Chiefs, you probably deal one guy, maybe two. But Brady, if you get blown out by the Chiefs and Russell Wilson has a bad game and you get embarrassed by the Chiefs, I think the fire sale is on.
And so this is that true game, because I think the last 3 weeks, D-Mac, we were saying, okay, if they lose to the Jets, it's over. If they get smoked by the Chiefs the first time, it's over. And if they lose to the Packers, they're going to sell off, you know, trade off everybody. They beat the Packers. Now, the way it sets up, you got the Chiefs game, the bye, trade deadline, all that working together. So this is it. This truly is it. It's a win, and we try. We're going to see what happens. Lose, and good luck next season.
It's an organization-defining game. That's how big it is. Mm. And the future of Russell Wilson, he might not have to win the game, but he's got to play well, and they've got to be competitive. So if it goes down to, say, excuse me, the Broncos are up with like 2 minutes to go, and Patrick Mahomes drives the Chiefs down, and the Chiefs happen to win, well, that's not on Russell Wilson. But if Russell Wilson throws for 95 yards with two interceptions and no touchdowns and you lose by 20, well, I mean, what are we doing here? And if that's the case, at 2-6, Russell Wilson has just not been the guy we thought he would be, we hoped he would be, then you're making probably more significant changes. Listen, Brady, the only reason you have to come to these decisions is because of how early the trade deadline is in the NFL. If the trade deadline was like most leagues, like three-quarters of the way through the year, not halfway through the year, this would be a different conversation. What are you going to do? The trade deadline is what it is. And if you have to do a complete rebuild, the most valuable asset you have is Patrick Surtain. That is a player they don't want to get rid of. I know that, Brady. I know that for a fact. But again, if you have to go through a complete rebuild, you're going to have to do things radical. And don't forget, they traded Emmanuel Sanders. They traded Demaryius Thomas. They traded Von Miller. They traded Bradley Chubb. It's not like they haven't traded great players in the past, Brady.
Three keys for the Broncos to win this game, because if they win, yeah, we don't have to have those tough conversations of what would you take for Patrick Surtain. In your mind, D-Mac, what are three keys to success for the Broncos this weekend?
The Chiefs are one of the better teams now of controlling the clock. They didn't used to be like that. They're better. You've got to hold on to the ball. You've got to control the clock and make it a low-scoring game, so you've got to run the ball in frigid conditions. The second thing is you have to contain Mr. Swift. You can't let him go nuts on you. And if they beat you with other things, well, I mean, okay. But, you know, have some bad blood against Mr. Swift, and perhaps you've got a chance. And the third thing is somebody's got to make a big play late in the game, okay? And that was P.J. Locke last game. Also, Will Lutz kicking. So you had two guys make two clutch plays in a close game. You're going to need something like that, too. So I think those are the three keys. And to try, listen, you want to win this game something like you just beat the Packers, something like 19-17. I'd take that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, like you said, the Chiefs play the Broncos. It's pretty close. Even in this long streak, they've been close games. The Chiefs aren't necessarily blowing anybody out. D-Mac, up against a break. Throw out some information, man. I love your podcast. I love what you and Chad and Nate are doing. It's highly entertaining stuff, man. Great work by you guys.
Cool. D-Mac Sports Co. on Twitter, and that links to my YouTube channel, Kill You With Truth. You with a U, not a Y, because that's how cool we are. And we've got a new episode dropping with Nate and Chad around 4:30 or so. And we cover everything. We're at every Avs, we're at every Nuggets, home game. And we do reactions after every single home and away Nuggets and Avalanche game. So if you just want to get a taste of what's going on in Denver sports, please check it out. And as I hang up, I'm walking into the Broncos to see what today brings, Brady. That's how we roll.
Best of luck to you, my friend. I love the coverage. Not many better, my friend. And I, you know what? For the record, when coaches are mean, I do feel bad, D-Mac, for you. I do feel bad. For the record.
Okay. I appreciate it.
All right, my man. We'll let you go.
Okay, brother.
All right, Darren McKee. That's D-Mac. Let's take a quick break. Wrap up hour number one. It's the whole show powered by Chevron.
Start your day with Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint. A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.